Lord, open our hearts and minds that your word and Holy Spirit would dwell within us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just putting a little space between me and the fire. Well, here we are on All Saints again, this day when we remember those who have gone before us in faith, and not just with the melancholy remembrance, but with joyful remembrance, that they have gone before us in faith, that they have paved a way ahead of us, that they have helped bring us to today, and that because we are one in the Lord, we look forward to that day, to a great and glorious day when we will be reunited once again. It's amazing news, because so often we think about the saints. If we're not just thinking about our particular loved ones, we think about the saints usually with capital S, saint, right? We think about those giant heroes of faith. We think about people like Teresa of Avila, who was transfigured for 3 days, just caught up in the wonder of God's love. Or St. Julian of Norwich, who saw beyond a vision of heaven. Or St. Benedict, who saw how to organize the church and preserve it through the dark ages. Or St. Francis, who found once again something that had been lost, the joy of the Lord and the wonder of Christmas. All of that we think about, wow, those were saints. But it's hard sometimes for us to see ourselves there, because when we sing for all the saints, we aren't only singing about those who went before us, but those who are here now, all those who have been called by Christ, who have been claimed by Christ in the waters of baptism, all who walk with Christ. So when we hear the lesson, the beginning of our gospel lesson today, well, it starts out pretty well, right? Jesus is doing what he so often does, flipping things upside down from the way people usually understand it. Then he starts out with this list of really rugged things, being poor and hungry and grieving and persecuted. And instead of what people usually thought about was, when bad things were happening to you, it's because God had rejected you. Jesus says, you who are going through these difficult things, you are blessed. You are in the presence of God. God remembers you. God sees you. God cares for you right in the middle of those things. And God has better things ahead for you. Well, that's some pretty great news, right? That's wondrous. But Jesus, unlike in the Beatitudes from Matthew, goes on. It's not just the blessed. In Luke, we get the woes, right? And it's so brutal, because a lot of the woes are things that we really would like to have happen, right? We would like to have enough resources that we aren't worried about homelessness. We would like to have enough food that we aren't terrified of hunger regularly. We actually like people to say nice things about us rather than see us coming and go, ooh. And Jesus says, you think you're all that, but maybe not so much. And then he goes on in that third section, that call of discipleship, that call to follow in faith, and it is not easy stuff. Give to everyone who begs from you. Pray for your enemies, those who abuse and hurt and persecute you. Those are hard calls. Now, it's important to remember that Jesus doesn't just say the words, right? He lives these words. When Jesus is on the cross, after he's been nailed to the cross, his first words are, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. Praying for that soldier who just pounded spikes into his hands and feet. Jesus calls us to walk that way, and that's pretty tough stuff. We have a hard time. We have a hard time caring for people we see as our enemies. Let's face it, we have a hard time praying and loving the people who cut us off in traffic or take our parking space. But Jesus calls us to walk this radical love, this love that isn't just sort of the rest of the world, but maybe a tiny bit nicer. It is a radical love, a love that shapes our whole lives. And so often we fall short, but the good news is that Jesus knows how much we fall short, knew how much we would fall short, and was still willing to give his life on the cross anyway. Because when he prays that, "Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing," he isn't only praying it for that Roman soldier who just pounded those spikes, not just for those in the crowd who are calling for his death, but for you and for me as well. That we would know God's forgiveness, that we would have hope, so that we would be assured that because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we don't just have a shot at this. We don't have 3, 1, 2, 3, and you're out. Jesus comes to us again and again each day and calls us to follow. So often when we look back at the lives of the saints, we look back and we surround them with this golden glow as if their lives somehow didn't have the same difficult choices that we have in them. But that's exactly what they lived in. And it was just as difficult for them to choose to be faithful, to live daily faithful lives. That's what All Saints reminds us of, that we haven't come to this point, aren't called forward in faith with nothing, because the faith has been passed on to us. Year after year, decade after decade, century after century, millennia after millennia, to come to us. And all of those faithful who have gone before us surround us and are pointing the way, that we would know that we aren't just standing on the shoulders of the saints, but in the generations to come, when people look back to those whose shoulders they stand on, that they would be looking, we would realize that they are looking back at us. That the call to faithfulness, this call to follow Jesus, this amazing invitation to share the grace of God, the forgiving love of Jesus Christ through word and deed, is a call that comes to us, that we can carry that amazing news forward, that we can be the ambassadors for Christ in the world. That we are the saints. Amen.